This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a lot to cover today. Some reports on if ventilators might be making patients worse who have coronavirus. We're going to talk about that. People are asking about mosquitoes. And are mosquitoes possibly putting people at risk for coronavirus? We're going to talk about unemployment rises. And, of course, our kitty cats are... Our kitty cat's going to be coronavirus kitty cats. Hopefully not. I got a lot of kitty cats. Don't want my kitty cats coronavirusizing. Last thing we want is that. But I want to just quickly tell you guys, some of you have some anxiety about Easter. And, you know, how to do that without having the family. Well, we have data. Okay, we have a preliminary trial of how Skype went with a religious dinner, because we just had Passover. So for those of us who did Passover, we can clue you in as to the pros and cons with Skype. And I'm going to tell you right now, Skype will work. In fact, I think there were even some advantages. So, okay, on one end, okay, so what are some advantages? Okay, well, first, have you guys ever been to a Seder? Okay, Seders are kind of rough because you're hungry. And you know that for the next 8 days, you can't have cookies or baked goods or anything like that. And so you're thinking about how your bowels are going to be and how constipated you're going to be and if you're going to bleed and all that. You know, but you're hungry nonetheless because you weren't able to eat for most of the day because you were preparing Passover dinner. But then you have to do a service. And so you sit and you read from something called the Haggadah. And the Haggadah helps us, you know, go through the story of Exodus and how the Hebrews were slaves and how Moses had to, you know, with God's help, you know, help get the slaves out of Egypt and go through the whole, you know, thing, the part of the Red Sea and all that. And we go through the, ten plagues and all that. So, you know, it's kind of a long service. And, you know, you have a lot of reading. And for those of us that know Hebrew, you know, we do part in Hebrew. If you don't know Hebrew, you pretend you do and you mouth the words, you know, like a lot of us have done also. And so there is a lot of Bible in there, obviously, right? Okay. So maybe I should talk about, I don't know if I should talk about the disadvantages of Skype versus the advantages of Skype. Well, let's talk about the advantages of Skype. Okay. So the advantages of Skype is if you want to share this dinner with others, you could do it. I mean, they're going to have to eat their own food or whatever, you know, but that's an advantage. If you can't cook well, you don't have to worry about them not liking their food. They made their own top ramen or whatever they ate, right? Okay. Number two is if you don't like a family member, you don't necessarily have to Skype them in. Okay. You could claim that you have internet issues. You didn't pay your internet bill because of coronavirus. All right. If the person on Skype starts to drive you crazy, there's a little button that hangs up. You could just hang up. And if you don't want to be rude, you can act like it was an accident. Go, I don't know what happened. What were you saying? Well, when you were young, you didn't do it. You know, gosh, your internet's out again. So you could just keep hanging up. Then what was really, really cool, too, is you know how people after, you know, dinner, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, like they'll just stay at the house and they don't leave. They don't leave. With Skype, they have to leave. I mean, you just, again, it's a red button. Okay, I want you guys to all practice with your Skype, right? It's a red button, and you just have to push, it's like the hang-up button. And there's a mute. So let's say the family member is just going off on who knows what. And and, you know, how you never invite them over, and how, you know, maybe you're doing the Seder all wrong or whatever, there's a mute button. So you could pretend like you're, let's say, like, oh, and you could do that, and you don't have to listen to them. So I kind of think I like the whole Skype religious thing, you know? Okay, now, on the flip side, though, the cons are you forget that people are coming over. So when we Skyped in, my mom, she saw that the kitchen was a mess. She could see, you know, if we had any, like, you know, energy drinks. Why are you drinking energy drinks? I'm like, how did you see that? Because we would have hidden everything before she came. You know, before the in-laws come or the parents come, you do, like, a cleaning. And you, I mean, you know how to hide stuff. Meanwhile, you know, they see the kids' condoms or whatever. I mean, is at the house. That was tough. Okay, and then, you know, they also see our bad habits. Like, we let the dog be at the Passover table. You know, and Shaky Boo is always there, you know, and whereas if, you know, family was over, they'd be, like, hidden. So that's also a problem. You know, the other thing, too, also is now there's no excuse to not invite somebody over. We're talking even distant relatives that you hoped you never had to see again. Because they could say, well, you have Skype. And then you have to either lie, which you really don't want to do during a religious dinner. Oh, I did. I lied like half a dozen times. I mean, I just, yeah. I don't know when the last time I told my mom any truth was. But, you know, for the most part, you're trying to be, you know, religious. So you don't really want to lie or fib or, you know, dishonor the mother or the father or kill or whatever the hell the Olympics are, the commandments are. So you want to, so the problem is then there's like no excuse, you know. And so here I am, you know, thinking that that's the other thing too. Skype has a really, really good microphone. So if I got the Hebrew wrong, here's my mom going, what did you say? You said that wrong. I said, oh, crap. And I'm like, okay, well, if you were here, I could at least blame, you know, somebody, at, you know, but her Skype was right next to me, so she could hear every time I said the word wrong. I'm like, I can't speak it. I don't know what I'm doing. So there's definitely some advantages and disadvantages. But for those of you kind of panicking and you're like, okay, you know what? Easter dinner is huge, obviously. You know, will it work? It really did. It was really kind of nice. And you know, it allowed you all to still be together, coronavirus style. And, you know, it did work, okay? Not that I want to do it every year, but it did work. But definitely savor the advantages. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And we are taking your calls, your questions, your comments. One of you yesterday had asked about mosquitoes. And can mosquitoes transmit coronavirus? Now, okay. From what I'm understanding, we have no data that has shown anybody has gotten this coronavirus from a mosquito. By mosquito, it has a suck-blow mechanism where a mosquito lands on you. It will actually inject a little bit of anesthetic so you don't feel that the mosquito's on you. You never feel when a mosquito's on you. And then later, you're like, oh, my gosh, this thing is itchy. And they're like, when was it on me? Well, it's because a lot they inject a little anesthetic. Then what happens is they suck up your blood. They feed on you. And then they go to somebody else, and then when they inject the anesthetic, they blow, and they could blow some of the blood back into somebody else, which is how mosquitoes can transmit disease, like West Nile, Zika, chikungunya, and I know I'm mispronouncing it, but that's just because I don't pronounce viruses pretty well. So coronaviruses, the family of viruses, from what we understand, even though it could go from animal to people, like bat, you know, or people to cats, you know, does not necessarily mean it's a vector virus, meaning it needs a vector such as a mosquito. People have asked, so my answer to that is I do not believe we have to worry about mosquitoes transmitting it. Is there the potential? Absolutely. And the reason why is we haven't studied it, but let's say you have a cut and you touch a surface and then you touch your cut. Could you technically give yourself coronavirus? You might. Coronavirus really needs respiratory receptors. They need things that the respiratory tree has. But because we have been told that some people could acquire it from an oral transmission, that's if we're going with the Chinese theory that this came from a bat and people eating bats, which not a lot of people do, then technically you can then consume it. Well, if you could consume it and you could breathe it in, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, you could also, you know, absorb it through skin. But we're just not finding enough data on that yet, and I don't want people to panic. If you touch a surface and wash your hands, I don't believe you're going to get coronavirus, unless, of course, you touch your face, touch your eyes, touch your mouth, etc. So at this point, I'm going to say it's a no on mosquitoes. Could the virus ever transfer? No. Now, I'm pulling up something on MERS. MERS was the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. That has been around now for about, I believe, 6 years. Again, no reports of spread. And they did do a study where they gave mosquitoes a blood meal of the coronavirus MERS, which is the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. It was detected for up to 1 day in the insect. However, for this to become a threat to humans, they say a bunch more things need to happen. The mosquitoes would have to acquire the virus, then the virus would have to undergo replication in the gut tissue, disseminate to the sites of replication, including the salivary glands, and then get released into the arthropod salivary secretions, where it may be inoculated into the skin and cutaneous vasculature of the host during subsequent feeding. So, if we are assuming that after the mosquito feeds, that mechanism is completely cleaned out, and then when they, again, use their salivary glands to inject the anesthetic into the next host, there's not going to be a spread of the virus. My guess is, it's not completely sterile, but my guess is it's not enough of a dose that we're thinking that it could be spreading. That being said, I am watching Miami, Puerto Rico. I am watching the, you know, areas in the United States that do seem to be more vulnerable to mosquito illnesses. Now, I'm pulling up my New York Times. That's my favorite map on the coronavirus, looking at the states. It's just so colorful, and, you know, it really kind of, you know, shows you where things are happening. You know, you will notice in the more wetter climates, you know, we do have little epicenters, you know, like Louisiana and Miami, whereas in some of the drier areas, it doesn't seem to be as active, but it still is active. You know, of course, New York and New England still just, you know, take the cake with the cases. Let me just give you guys a number count really quick here, and we are taking your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Globally, we're at 1.5 million cases worldwide, deaths 91,595. So we're almost at 100,000 deaths from this. About 344,000 people have recovered. Actively, we have 48,000 people in the world in serious or critical condition. They say that is about 4% of currently infected patients. Of those that are closed cases, close to 80% recovered, have been discharged, able to leave the hospital, or fell fine. Unfortunately, 21% of the closed cases, ended up dead. So we still have a higher mortality with this coronavirus than flu. But again, the numbers will change based on how many active cases. So if people are having coughs and colds and they're staying home, because on telemedicine we're telling them to, and there's not a lot of testing available, so they're not getting tested, then, you know, that could completely change the numbers. So currently our total cases that have been tested and confirmed are 438,000 in the United States. We've had about 15,732 total deaths. Now, Dr. Fauci, who had originally predicted that we would be at about over 100,000 to 200,000 deaths, from what I'm understanding, according to NPR, he has changed that number to about 60,000. All right. He says currently it looks more like 60,000 than the 100,000 to 200,000 that Dr. Fauci estimated. Now, is it because we've done a good job with the, you know, crackdowns and the lockdowns and we've tried to stave it off? Is it because we're using the hydroxychloroquine? You know, is it because we have such amazing people on the front lines? You know, or is it because they overestimated in the beginning? Fauci discussed COVID-19 and its death toll Thursday morning. They say the number of deaths and the cases that we're seeing right now are really validating what we said. On the other hand, as you can see, there are some glimmers of hope, particularly when you look at the situation in New York, where the number of hospitalizations, requirements for intensive care, and intubation over the last few days have stabilized and are coming down. So how are things looking in the individual states? So when we look at USA and we break it down into our states, obviously New York is still, you know, at the highest. They have 151,000 cases, about 7,000 deaths. New Jersey coming in next because of its proximity to New York, 47,000 cases, 1,500 deaths. Michigan, 20,000 cases, 959 deaths. California going up a little bit, 507 cases, 19,000 deaths. Pennsylvania, 18,000 cases, 338 deaths. Now again, people are asking why such a discrepancy in death number from California to New York, when California is one of the most populous states. Again, California, things are more spread out. Things are more dry. You know, maybe we're having a different reporting being done there than New York. You know, maybe New York hospitals are like, look, we are so busy. This person died. They're positive for coronavirus. Count it. Whereas California is like, we're going to wait to count it. I'm not saying this is what's happening, but maybe an example is California is like, okay, yes, this person died, is coronavirus positive, but we are going to have to decide if the coronavirus caused their death or if that was coincidental. So again, we don't know if that's being done on each of these numbers. It could be out of New York, but we don't know. When you look at Michigan and Pennsylvania, again, highly populous areas. Pennsylvania is so close to New York, I wouldn't be surprised that they have a lot of cases. But right now, they have 18,000 cases compared to New York's 151,000. So that's interesting. Louisiana comes in next with 17,000 cases. Then Massachusetts, 16,700. Florida, 16,300. They have about 354 deaths. Again, a very stark contrast to New York, considering we think a lot of people in Florida came from New York. But again, is there something to do with the heat? I don't want to be overly optimistic about heat because still Florida is grappling with a lot of cases. They're still in the top 10. And again, we don't know about their testing status. You know, is everybody getting tested that needs to be? But you do wonder. A lot of people are also asking about vitamin D. Florida's very sunny. Right? Let's look down at Nevada. Nevada's pretty sunny. We have about 80 deaths, 2,400 cases. Still a lot, but we're pretty sunny. If you look at, let's see, Arizona. Where's Arizona in this? Arizona has 3,000 cases, 89 deaths. You know, Utah, 1,800 cases, 13 deaths. So, you know, is it the dryness? Is it the sunniness? Hawaii, 435 cases, but 5 deaths in Hawaii. So, you know, makes you wonder. Now, Alaska. Alaska hasn't been too sunny, but they have 226 cases and 7 deaths. But then again, they aren't as populous. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says no one should be playing politics with the coronavirus.
I watched what Speaker Pelosi did when we were trying to pass the CARES Act, holding it up. I just watched it repeated today, and to me, it's just disgusting.
Briefing reporters by phone, McCarthy also criticizes Senate Democrats for blocking Republican moves to add $250 billion to small business relief funds. Speaking at a virtual town hall at the Pentagon, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley has a warning for countries who may try to take advantage of the United States during the coronavirus pandemic.
And I wouldn't want any mixed messages going out there to any adversaries that think they can take advantage of an opportunity, if you will, at a time of crisis. That would be a terrible and tragic mistake if they thought that.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, money, money.
Money, you gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, who is working the dials. All right, so more unemployment claims. Apparently, we have 6.6 million workers filing for benefits. Another brutal week in the U.S. labor market. I think part of the reason is people were hoping that this would only be a couple weeks long, maybe a few weeks long, and they keep talking about extending the lockdown, extending the shutdown, you know, more people dying. And so it's, you don't really have a lot of, you know, people thinking that we're going to reopen anytime soon. We might. And my prediction is when we do reopen, it's going to be like, all right, guys, you know what? Monday. And everybody's going to be like, oh, my gosh, where's my pants? But, you know, and most of us aren't wearing pants. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. You know what? I found my perfume that I wore 3.5 weeks ago. Yeah, it was just sitting there, and I'm like, I haven't used perfume. I mean, I think I smell good enough for my husband, but I guess before I would go out and, you know, be around people, I haven't worn perfume in like 3 weeks, you know? So maybe we are saving money somehow. So, following two consecutive weeks of jobless claims in the millions, another 6.606 million Americans, that's 666 in there, Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the week ending April 4th. Economists were predicting 5.5 million jobless claims for the week. The prior week's record-breaking figure was revised to 6.867 million from 6.648 million. So, according to Greg McBride, Bankrate's chief financial analyst, he said the labor market is setting records, but for all the wrong reasons. Another 6.6 million unemployment claims were filed in the past week, bringing the tally to an unprecedented 16.5 million in the past 3 weeks alone. They say continuing unemployment claims also hit a new record of 7.45 million, and soon enough, this will be the number we watch every week instead. J.P. Morgan expected 7 million jobless claims for the week ending April 4th. This is according to Yahoo Finance. California had the highest number of initial claims at an estimated 925,000, up from 879 the prior week. Georgia lost about 388,000 jobs. Michigan, 385,000. Well, that's on claims, unemployment claims. New York, 345,000. So, you know, other states got hit harder than others. There's massive backlogs piling up. UBS economist Seth Carpenter thinks there's going to be more pain ahead. Now, here's the thing. The states that joined the shelter in place, or, you know, guidelines, they were the ones that probably had the larger uptick. Because, you know, once a lot of governors said, all right, everybody stay home, you know, then businesses were really forced to shut down. I mean, for us, you know, we shut down when our governor told us, but there were a lot of places still open. And then they said, no, I mean business. And then a bunch more, you know, so you get these little bursts. States that delayed their restrictions on activity, like Florida, Georgia, Virginia, North Carolina, Texas, they might, once they have more, you know, severe shelter in place, which I think they just did, then we're going to see their claims rise. They say new claims in North Carolina at 66 times their normal level the past year. They've already risen above the national average in Virginia 55 times, Florida 52 times. Yeah, because I believe they just went on lockdown. So obviously being on lockdown, changes things, and if your store can't be open, you're stuck. Google searches for unemployment benefits continue to soar over the past month. So, you know, Google has data. When people looked up unemployment benefits, that, I mean, obviously they're searching for, you know, how to apply. So they found a peak on March 26th, and then another peak April 2nd. Then it started to go down a little bit. So, you know, there was a $250 billion bailout, another bailout, that was put forward in the Senate. Democrats, from what I understand, objected the measure. They say lawmakers are home, social distancing, but McConnell sought to pass the cash infusion. Hold on, let me quiet my computer down. Let me mute. They say McConnell tried to pass the cash infusion swiftly yesterday by unanimous consent, even though they only had a skeleton group of senators. But Democrats, they say, blocked the effort because they wanted add-ons to help businesses in disadvantaged communities and an additional $250 billion in funds for other priorities. So the extra funding is being sought amid concerns that the original $350 billion program to help businesses stay afloat is going to run dry. Yeah, I don't see how that was going to be enough money. The stalemate in the Senate comes after, obviously, a record-breaking amount of Americans have filed for unemployment. So McConnell has pleaded with the Democrats to pass the measure that would change the funding for the program from $350 billion to $600 billion total in a clean emergency measure. He said, my colleagues must not treat working Americans as political hostages. This does not have to be, nor should it be contentious. So, yeah, I mean, do we really want any more funding going to, you know, certain arts centers and things like that? I mean, but I get how if, you know, somebody is going to do a bailout, everybody kind of wants their name on it. They want their signature. They want their 2 cents, and that's why, you know, we shouldn't have politicians running the country. We should have hardworking Americans that really, I'm not saying the politicians aren't hardworking, but I think we really need blue collar, you know, some of us in white collar, you know, we need doctors and nurses and, you know, construction workers and, you know, people in all industries to be there making the decisions. And unfortunately, we're not. So, where I'm concerned from an employment standpoint is we have a couple issues. Before the lockdown, all right, there were a couple things going on. And just from what I noticed, you know, with my, I have two stores. I have two Supercuts. And I have no problem, you know, just kind of telling you guys, just it's pretty apparent, pretty transparent, but, you know, what went through our head. When we heard about the virus, the first thing that went to my head was, well, and I kind of knew about it, you know, earlier in January and even December, because I'm like, something's going on here. I didn't know exactly what it was until China released some information. But, you know, I thought we were just having a pretty bad flu season. And, you know, we had just acquired a couple Supercuts, and, you know, and we were like, you know, gosh, you know, I hope my staff is safe. You know, we got them hand sanitizer because we were worried about flu. Then we heard that this coronavirus might be coming to our neck of the woods, you know, and so it was, well, gosh, you know, is this coronavirus deadlier than flu? If it's not, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, what should we do during flu season, you know, in general? And then there were hints of shutting down. And some of my crew was like, please don't. Okay, we still need to make money. I mean, you know, we got through flu season. We feel fine. Please don't shut down. And there was one who was like, I really don't want to work. I'm scared. We're like, you don't have to work. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I mean, if you need to stay off, totally fine. Whatever. But we decided that we were going to close down, and then almost the decision got made for us even the day after we decided, because then the governor said we're going to shut down. So we were going to shut down anyway, but I bring up the fact that not only are people shutting down because of the government, but there might be on the reopening businesses slow to reopen if they don't have workers that want to work, you know, because they're afraid of the, you know, of the virus, or they, you know, like now staying home. So my concern is, I mean, you know, my staff has said they cannot wait for us to reopen. And we told them the second we're allowed to, we will, because they want to make money and tips and things like that. I get that, you know, and I want them to be able to, you know, provide better than what unemployment can do. But, and we still haven't gotten any money from small business or whatever. So we had to tell them to go on unemployment. We don't know when money is going to come in from the Small Business Association loan or whatever. So, you know, and people need money now. So that's why unemployment went up. People are like, why is unemployment going up if the government promised SBA loans and all that? Because we don't know when that money's coming in. Nobody does. But a concern I have for the reopening is if you have workers that are like, the virus is still out there. No, I'm going to wait till it's gone. Then that business is either going to have to staff new people or wait until they could staff. And if schools aren't going to reopen and you have people saying, you know what, my kids are home now, I don't think I could come back to work, then what? So, I mean, unemployment will hopefully go down and we'll be able to hire again, but it is a concern for most business owners. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that there's some questions when it comes to ventilators. And are ventilators doing more harm than good? I say no. I'm a big fan of ventilators, but the reason why we use ventilators, and we talked about that, is these are kind of breathing machines that help out the patient when they're having trouble exchanging oxygen on their own. And so, and you know what, let me kind of fix my microphone here. Sorry about that, guys. All right. So, the ventilator gets kicked in when people fatigue, they can't breathe on their own, they're not getting enough oxygen. And there's been concerns that we don't have enough. You know, hear what these models and predictions that, oh, you know, we're out 1,100 ventilators or we're going to need 8,000 ventilators. And, you know, companies are shipping ventilators, but they're the wrong ventilator machines. And so today there was an article, and I apologize because we have here again more. Why isn't this muted? Okay, it's supposed to be muted, for crying out loud. There we go. That a ventilator might make things worse. And the reason why people are saying this, and again, I want you guys to take this with a grain of salt, is because when somebody gets coronavirus and they start to make all that inflammatory juice, we believe it makes a certain coating that is clogging up the alveoli, the little baby sacs that are supposed to allow oxygen exchange. In order for air to get to we're trying to get oxygen from the air into our blood without bleeding out. How do you get that access? Well, it is a fantastically choreographed and engineered system such that there is oxygen and gas exchange that can happen at the microcellular level in the alveoli. And, I mean, we are talking, which is why I yell at you guys when you smoke, you know, because, or vape or whatever, because you need that access so, you know, discreetly. We are talking micro nanometer. I don't know how small these cells are, but they are super small. And so when a virus comes in, and you start to make the gook, that blocks up a whole bunch of these. Well, then your other ones have to hopefully work and do the job. And sometimes it gets very cakey or gooey, which makes you wonder, you know, if we're doing right with some of the drying agents we might have been using, you know, using to dry people up. We might not, you know, we might want the secretions to be loose enough to move and not get all sticky. That's a whole other thing for pulmonologists and me to discuss. Yes, I will meet some pulmonologists and discuss with it if any pulmonologists want to meet with me. But they know more. These guys are on the front line, and so I am going to bow to their expertise, which is why if they want to use a ventilator, I get that. And the reason why we use a ventilator is we are hoping to push air in, especially oxygen, so that we can still get to those alveoli. But what they're concerned about is that the pushing of the air might damage the alveoli, that the pressure might have to be actually a little less because you have damaged alveoli, and they wonder if those can hurt them even more. Now, non-invasive breathing support, you know, doesn't require sedation. The patient can participate, you know, kind of help breathe harder, things like that. And, you know, they wonder if maybe some people are being put on a ventilator too soon, you know, or are they already so far gone in their respiratory function that the ventilator isn't doing much? Now, this all has to do with somebody's oxygenation, all right? We want you to range, we want you, you know, 98 to 100 if we can. But if you're, you know, below 94, when I was in training, if you were below 92, you needed to be admitted to the hospital. But, you know, depending on where you're practicing, they want you to be at least above 95%. If not, you could obviously be having issues. And, you know, I've seen people at home at 94%. I'm like, get in here. So don't think, wow, 89% is a B+. No, no, if you're at 89%, you're in big trouble. The 93% signals that somebody might be suffering organ damage due to lack of oxygen, according to Stat News. So you do not want to start dipping close to the 80s. They say at the 93% mark, which is a little different from when I trained, up by a percent, which I'm happy with. I never liked waiting until 92%. But at the 93% mark, they said patients with other forms of severe pneumonia or respiratory distress are first placed on non-invasive devices, meaning we'll put a little nasal cannula, you know, with oxygen in your nose, and, you know, we'll give you like a face mask. But if you can't continue to breathe, or if we're seeing that you're having issues, we will force the oxygen in you by sedating you and putting you on the ventilator. If it's not so much that you're not getting oxygen, but also you have a buildup of carbon dioxide. If you don't have enough carbon dioxide, that leads to more acid in the body, because carbon dioxide makes things more acidic based on the chemistry. So it's a fine dance. It really is. So now you have doctors having to pick and choose who's going to get the ventilator. Originally, they were doing it based on need and triaging. If we think you're going to die anyway, should we save the ventilator because we don't have enough for somebody who's going to live? I cannot imagine having to make that decision. I had to do triage in an ER before. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. And that's what these doctors are having to do every day, especially in New York. But now some are considering, well, maybe, you know, maybe we don't need to use them on everybody. Now, they say if the patients with severe respiratory distress who are placed on ventilators, 40 to 50% of them die. In New York City, they say the deaths of coronavirus patients placed on the machines are closer to 80%. Now, I know some of you are freaked out by the number. Like, oh my gosh, you know, my loved one was just put on a ventilator. Again, we're not doing it to kill them. We're doing it to help save them. You know, there's still a chance they're going to live, but, you know, 80% of them, according to New York City stats, die by the time they have to need a ventilator. They say higher than normal death rates have been reported elsewhere in the U.S. A report from the U.K. put the figure at 66% of those who need a ventilator. Very small study in Wuhan said 86%. So is it that their health was so poor and that the ventilator was decided to be used too late? Or did the ventilator accelerate and make matters worse? So, the high death rate has led some doctors to keep patients off ventilators for as long as possible. But then again, is that possibly why we're seeing a higher death rate? We don't know. If some people can turn the corner and not need a ventilator, you just save that ventilator for somebody more serious. So this is not an easy situation. I mean, obviously we need more ventilators. And when this is all said and done, we need the ventilator stored, ready to go at a moment's notice in case hospitals need them. So there have been reports that people on ventilators tend to be much longer if you have coronavirus. People that need to be on them stay on them longer than other kinds of patients. So those with bacterial pneumonia may be on a ventilator, they say, for no more than a day or two. Yet coronavirus patients may be on a ventilator for up to a week or two. Hence, each ventilator is being used longer, as opposed to in the hospital, they're getting switched out pretty quickly and cleaned. So the question is do ventilators make it worse? I would say no. At this point, it is all about, you know, trying to heal the patient. And if the patient is having issues breathing, you know, you try as much as possible. But I do agree that we do need to study this more in terms of the timing, in terms of, you know, do I think ventilators could be making it worse? I need to see more proof of that. Do I think that maybe ventilators might be instituted too late? Yeah. Based on people being overwhelmed and hospitals being overwhelmed and not having enough, there is that possibility that maybe somebody could be getting a ventilator too late, and that's why, you know, they might be more likely to die because they got it by the time they were already in major respiratory distress. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.